Well, NBA offseason just keeps on surprising us. I mean, who saw this coming?
Yeah, no kidding.
Weeks away from training camp, and bam, a major trade shakes things up.
Definitely not your typical late September news day in the NBA.
We're talking Karl-Anthony Towns traded from the Minnesota Timberwolves to the New York Knicks.
Big move, for sure. Got everyone talking.
For sure. So walk us through this trade. What are the specifics? Who's going where?
Right, so Karl-Anthony Towns, he's headed to the New York Knicks, right, from the Timberwolves.
Right.
In return, the Timberwolves are getting Julius Randle,
Okay.
Dante DiVincenzo,
Right.
and a protected first-round pick. That pick originally belonged to the Pistons, by
Wow, lots of moving parts.
the
And we know the salary cap always makes things complicated.
Oh, yeah, big time. The Knicks actually had to send DeQuan Jeffries and some cash to the Hornets.
Charlotte Hornets, right.
Yep, Charlotte. That was to make the deal work financially. Both these teams, the Knicks and the Timberwolves, they're right up against those luxury tax aprons.
Now, for those of us who maybe don't have the NBA salary cap memorized, what does that luxury tax apron actually mean?
So basically, it's a spending limit, right?
Right.
And if a team goes over it, they get hit with some pretty hefty penalties. These penalties, they can really limit what a team can do later on down the line, like signing free agents or even making other trades. So teams really got to be careful, especially if they're hoping to make a splash in free agency in the future.
So both teams in this trade, the Timberwolves and the Knicks, they had to get pretty creative to make this deal happen without causing themselves financial headaches down the line.
Exactly. This wasn't just swapping players. It was like a strategic puzzle with the salary cap.
Speaking of strategy, what makes this trade so significant? Like, for someone who's not glued to every NBA headline, why is this such a big deal?
Well, if you look at the Knicks, right, this is their second major move this offseason. Remember, they got Mikal Bridges earlier, adding another all-star caliber player like Towns. It shows they're serious about making a run, competing at the top of the East.
So they're not messing around. They're not just happy to make the playoffs anymore. They want a championship.
Exactly. Plus, it fills a huge need for them. After losing Hartenstein and with Robinson's injury problems, they were lacking a real force at center.
And Towns definitely changes that picture for them, especially compared to their previous centers.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about a whole new dimension on offense.
Right.
This guy is arguably one of the best shooting big men ever.
Now that's saying something. But let's talk about the Timberwolves for a sec. They
Sure.
were looking good. Coming off their best season yet, why trade away a star player like Towns?
I know, right? $1 million question. Well, one big factor has to be the money. Towns just signed that Supermax contract. Add that to what they're paying Edwards and McDaniels. That's a lot of money tied up in just a few players. This trade gives them some breathing room financially.
So were they hitting the reset button? Starting over.
In a way, yeah. But they're not giving up. They still want to compete. Getting a player like Randle, he may not be the scorer Towns is, but he's more affordable.
And DiVincenzo can shoot the lights out.
You're right about that. They might lose some of Towns' shooting, but DiVincenzo can help fill that gap. Plus, it could open up more space for Edwards and McDaniels on offense.
So like they're changing their whole style. Instead of relying on a dominant center like Towns, they're going for a more balanced attack that also makes sense financially.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where the tactical stuff gets really interesting. You see, Towns, he drew so much attention on offense. Defenders always had to respect his range. That created space for his teammates. Now, the question is, can the Timberwolves adapt their offense without that constant threat?
Makes you wonder about Randle fitting in with the Timberwolves. He can score, we know that, but he's had his ups and downs. Can he be the leader they need him to be in Minnesota?
Good question. Randle's time in New York, it was a bit of a roller coaster. When he's on, he's a force. But sometimes his shot selection and decision making, well, let's just say there's room for improvement.
And how's he going to mesh with Edwards and McDaniels? They seem to have found something special last season.
Right, that chemistry is going to be key. For the Timberwolves to make this work, Randle can't disrupt the flow they've built. This trade might force them to change their style, maybe rely less on individual talent and focus more on ball movement and teamwork.
So this trade, it could actually push the Timberwolves to become a more well-rounded team. Interesting. Now, what about the Knicks? We talked about them wanting a championship. What challenges do they face with this new roster?
They're aiming high, no doubt. This trade puts them in the conversation with the best in the East. But let's be real, the East is tough. Boston, Milwaukee, Miami. Can the Knicks hang with those teams?
They've got the star power now, but will it translate to wins? What should we be watching for as the season goes on?
Well, for the Knicks, it all comes down to chemistry. Towns and Robinson, they're both incredibly talented, but defensively against smaller, faster lineups, that could be an issue. And we know Coach Thibodeau, he loves defense. Finding that balance on both ends of the court, that's going to be crucial for them.
Great point. It's not just about scoring points. It's about becoming a team. Sounds like both teams have big opportunities, but also big challenges ahead of them. What's the most interesting part of this trade to you?
Honestly, it's the ripple effect this could have on the whole league. One big move like this. It can set off a chain reaction. Other teams might see this and feel like they need to make a move too, just to keep up.
We could be in for a wild NBA season.
Yeah.
Teams that missed out on Towns, they might be scrambling to make a deal now.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun to watch. It's crazy. One trade and the whole league feels different.
It's like that in the NBA. Always changing, always something new. Teams are always trying to get ahead.
For sure. Okay, so as we wrap things up here, what are your big takeaways from this trade? What's the long-term outlook for both the Knicks and the Timberwolves?
Well, for the Knicks, the pressure's on, right? They went all in with these moves. They want a championship, and they're not hiding it. But that means the expectations are sky high. They got to prove they can make all these pieces fit and actually become a winning team.
They got the ingredients, but can they cook up a championship? Knicks fans will be watching every game, that's for sure.
And then you've got the Timberwolves going in a whole new direction. New roster, trying to be smart with the money. The big question for them is, can they find their identity without Towns? Can they stay competitive in the West, which is stacked, by the way?
Two teams, two totally different paths. One chasing a title. The other one, well, they're on a journey, hoping it leads to something great.
This trade, it leaves us with more questions than answers, you know? But that's what makes the NBA so great. It's always unpredictable, always exciting. I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Me neither. This has been an awesome deep dive. So much to unpack.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, in the NBA, anything can happen. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back soon to dive into another big story.